Better make a note to have. I think I should drop a little note, a note to Mouse and Tung and also to Joe and I.
Absolutely.
With regard to, you know, having talked to you and appreciate the reception you had, and have somebody just sort of draft some rough things for me, and then I'll doctor it up my own way and put a little note on it.
And that you have said it, the conversation.
That's right. And I want to indicate some other things in it too, you know. But you know, you can think of things that would be useful.
Yep.
That we could put in there that I completely subscribe to it and so forth and so on. I think that'd be very good second thing there. Well, that's too bad. What do we do for Dean Zeke? Of course, a career ambassador.
Yeah.
So Bob spoke to me, said Rockefeller is pushing hard for Keating, and I said, hell, give it to Keating.
Yeah. I think so.
So I told him, go ahead.
I didn't know Rockefeller was pushing hard, but I know Keating was pushing hard.
Well, Mitchell called and said, Rockefeller is pushing hard. So I said, well, Christ, if that's the case, it doesn't mean that much to us. I assume that he's a little on the old side, but he'll be our man.
Yeah, he'll be good.
So let's have Keating go.
Good. I think Nelson really intends to go for it in 76.
Sure, he's setting it up. Oh, I just say goodbye to Charlie Meyer. He's a very pleasant
man. He's a nice man. It was nice of you to see him.
Yeah, of course, I'm sure. But we probably won't get anybody better for that job, do you think?
I think the charge in Paris is pretty good, Kubesh. Not a world leader, but he was deputy in Mexico.
He spoke of, thanks a lot, Crimmins.
Crimmins, yeah, he's quite good.
Also, he mentioned to me, I'll mention to you, here, Santa Maria wants to see me, and of course I will. You know, I should always see him. And I asked him who was the best ambassador in Latin America, and he says the Bulb of Brazil.
Roundtree?
That's his judgment for it. He says he's a follower question. It occurred to me that he might be the man from Pakistan.
He had been in Pakistan.
Roundtree is, I just don't know why I've never been that impressed by him, but Charlie says you said Pete is the best ambassador there. For whatever it's worth, so I imagine.
The only trouble with Roundtree, ideally we should have somebody in Pakistan to whom we can back channel.
Yeah. I get it. You're right.
Maybe Byron would be good for Pakistan.
Byron would be excellent.
And he's willing to go. Byron could go either to Thailand or to Pakistan.
Yeah. Okay. There's a good one. Let's get it. I think Byron from Pakistan is he's better than he will be fine.
Yeah.
You know, we once talked about the little admiral going to.
I don't think he's subtle enough for Thailand.
Will he be all right to Pakistan?
No. Thailand, we might send him to.
Thailand. Well, we don't have to give him anything,
right? That'd be nice, but Thailand he would really handle well.
Yeah. You'd have to know a little about the game in advance.
Well, we could send White House to Thailand.
Well, you get into it. Good evening. What is the situation now, though, as to where it stands on Cisco? What do you really want him to do?
Well,
if you want him out or not, we'll fool him if you want him. But you know you've got to have somebody to put in his place.
Let me think about that. That's fine. Just give my compliment and then I can do that.
See, if you get a candidate, we'll move. Yeah. But you can't do it. You know, Bob Hill is anxious to get some. He wanted a candidate, but we can't give him a candidate.
Well, we could give Bob Hill a Pakistan. But I don't think he'll consider it up to him.
Oh, Jan. Shit, why not? It's a hell of an important post to us. Well, see, that's an idea. Well, because we don't have to get fired or anything. Probably the term. Put his name down as a candidate.
And we have. The other window is to send Bob Hill back to Mexico. Put that down as a possibility. They've got a fellow named Reynolds they want to send there, but he just agrees enough to it. I've got to push him into some other smaller country.
I'm worried about some of those names that Sands came up with, because the one he gave you for Germany is a disaster, Scott. Have we fired him? No, but I just mean, all of them very properly showed it to me. I'm not complaining.
Well, I know he told you, but he's supposed to.
And, but Scott is an absolute jerk. He handled the east-west trade for Sands, and the Russians took him in a way that was really painful.
What we were talking about was Bill.
Bill, I'm Mexico, Patricia.
He said also we've just got to get lodged the hell out of Argentina.
I think that.
You agree?
I think it's the beginning of the
I think we'll do it right now, and maybe not another one. But it gives everybody a chance to come in and
I think that's a chance.
And now is the time, actually, for us to, now that the E7's that far behind, is to start renewing, shall we say, civil communication with that jackass in Canada. Forget the Swede, though. I wouldn't do him.
No,
the Canadian and the Australian, I mean, after all, they are allies. But you know how to do it. But Australia, nothing. You just be a little bit cool. You agree?
I agree. But the Swede was unforgivable.
I think it went too far.
No excuse. And then to keep repeating it. I don't think we should send an ambassador there for several months.
Second. So. You say you hear from my hand every day.
Letter, back channel.
Well, you know, you got him, Iron Man. He's just terribly interested, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
And I'll bet you a lot of it's good, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's very intelligent. He just don't want that much activity, and I've convinced him now to sit tight for a few weeks.
Yeah. Also, you should put one of your men on it. I talked to Sonnenfeld a little when he was here, and, you know, I know we talked about, and I just thought I'd bless him a little, and I don't think he's too keen on going to treachery. The thing is that he would be enormously valuable to us there, but if you could keep him in the, sort of keep his play a little.
Okay, I've talked to him. He told me of this conversation, and in the light of that, I told him I'd be delighted to do it. I have to make him a deputy assistant. He won't say any other way.
But you see, Henry, you do what will help you the most. That's what I want you to do.
Right.
Because you must have all the crap, frankly, and by somebody else that you can keep your mind as a big man. And if you think he's the best man, make him the deputy assistant. Let the other people kiss your ass. So, Jim,
make him a deputy assistant.
Whatever you want. Was that what you would rather do?
With him, it's a tough, it's a complicated, he's a pain in the neck to deal with, but he's extremely
great.
He's outstandingly good, so
he
thinks like you and I.
Oh, what were you going to say, or have you said anything yet about that for ambassador?
No, sir, the statement's being prepared now. We actually don't have do we have confirmation?
I think the Sudanese government has informed us.
They have.
They've been informed by
I just told Henry the main thing, just that the main thing to have in mind is that the position that I have taken has to be the position of this government. This did not involve surrounding a joke. It really involved the other governments.
I wouldn't even think that we ought to explain the remark of this morning.
No. I don't think anyone will ask. They should. They might say, well, now maybe the president said that, and that's why they shot him. So, they might.
The major demand was to release terrorists in Jordan and in Israel.
And in my remark, you have to realize, as you know, Rome was limited only to the United States. I did not say anything about what the other governments would do. And incidentally, I wouldn't have urged them to release it. Would you?
No. If they did, they'd be dead. Neither the Israelis nor the Jordanians could afford. They'd have their people picked up all over the world. The Israelis wouldn't release anybody.
The Jordanians won't, their major demand. Now I understand the Jordanian ambassador, they still are holding.
Why in the name of God did they kill ours then?
Just to show that they meant it.
But the Jordanians won't kill with us again.
Basically, they can't, but they won't kill because we said they directed at them eventually. That's, of course, the problem. When the Egyptians say, first there's got to be peace with them on borders, and then peace with the Palestinians. This is after the Palestinian bunch that comes to it. But I think all that Ron can say is to express our sorrow and our dread.
Well, you know, it was almost prophetic on this morning when I said, you know, I'm being an ambassador these days in the rest of the country. And it is. It's like going to Vietnam. There it is. And it's terrible. We're sorry, but right?
That's right.
I tell you, Billy Graham, this week, prophetically, we were talking about it last night. He was saying, he had told me, and I had forgotten this, that he'd had several threats, you know, as he comes. He said, if I'm ever gotten as a hostage, he said, I'm going to tell you now, whatever you may hear, never pay ransom. And that's what our ambassadors got to understand, that we will not ransom Canada.
Yes, absolutely. They pick me up tomorrow, I think, if it's total disaster.
Are any of those groups around here? Is there anything we should do about service? Doing a little bit more?
Now, we've got such a pretty good surveillance. We get every once in a while reports that some member of that group is coming over here. Once in a while, they've got a report they went after Chagas. Once we had a report they were going after me. We usually can identify the fellow and catch him before he gets ready. So they've never had a big group come over here.
Okay. Yeah, well, you work it out. The press thing writing, all right, is that all good?
Good.
I just got a good story.
Simple.
I think that must, that's just 4 weeks almost from the time we had the other one.
It's a good balance.
Huh?
It's a good period of time.
Balance. Now, next time we may do it 3 weeks, you know, just sort of
throw them off,
bounce it around a little. But,
these guys are so easy to.
They seem to feel pretty good about it today. You know, they were asking good, tough questions, and they got rather responsive answers.
Sure, it's a good session.
Well, we've had quite a week, haven't we?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we've had quite a period since he.
Yeah.
I know several of them were seen today, yeah, on the road before. They're waiting for at least one light day. If you look at everything that has taken place since the election.
My God, yeah. The Vietnam settlement,
all of the
death.
The death.
Two deaths.
Right. Formation of a new government. New administration.
And then, of course, the flap over the POWs.
Everything in between.
And suddenly making 6 State of the Union messages, you know, instead of 1. That's dribbling it off there a little. Well, okay. I wish we had a way to go in and clean out some of these terrorists. What are we doing? If the line comes up about we're not paying blackmail, that is the policy of the United States government, and we've expressed it previously. Because I suppose you would have a proximate cause situation. I made my statement at noon, and they killed this poor devil at about 4 o'clock. So somebody can say, well, they read the president's statement, shot. They went and they ran away. It's not, I mean, it isn't. I doubt if they probably have read it, that's my point, I'm sure. Or they might have. Communication stands these days.
I don't think so.
Why not? I don't think so.
How would they read it? How would they get it into the embassy?
Oh, yeah, they're surrounded.
Comet that moved down on the international waters on it.
Well, it's another black man.
I mean, it was down. Yeah. By the time you get out of the suit.